We boarded the connecting flight to Dubai. Business class was our usual go-to, but this, first class? This was something else entirely. Our concierge led us to private rooms. Private rooms with real beds. I didn't even know that was a thing on a commercial airplane. The concierge stowed our carry-ons, offering Dom Perignon like it was water. He took us on a tour, a lounge with a full bar, a shower spa. Erin clinked her glass against mine. We laughed at the sheer absurdity of it all. Last night, fighting gangbangers, tonight, sipping champagne as we hurled through space. When we returned to our cabins, I tried to soak in the luxury, to revel in it the way Erin did, but my anxiety was a stubborn knot, refusing to loosen. It all circled back to that nagging voice I could never quite silence. I don't belong here. I glanced across the aisle. Erin was completely at ease, as if she'd been born in this world of Dom Perignon and first-class showers. She poured a Perrier from the minibar in her cabin, eyes locked on her screen, calm, focused, perfect. Her parents had built an empire from the ground up. Mine? Very comfortable, sure. Upper middle class, great schools, Sunday dinners with the family, but Aaron's family had ascended into that rare stratosphere where wealth meant power. She had been groomed for greatness. Her mother wanted her to be the Prime Minister of Jamaica someday. And maybe, after all this, she would be. Me? I was just a lucky freak. I didn't pay for this. I didn't earn it. I was lucky enough to marry into it. I was a Philly kid who bussed tables in high school for pocket money. I'd been lauded for my prodigy brilliance, but it was the result of this gene, not my native intelligence. I was a freak, a lucky freak, but still. Across the aisle, Erin caught me staring. Her lips curved into that soft, knowing smile. She reached, her fingertips brushing mine. The captain announced we were free to move about the cabin.